Viter in Shakespeare and Duff Ayin Zion, picking up at the very top of the page. Tanan Hasamil and Tanamishan Shabbos. Befir Nadarm Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, you're allowed to be Mefir Nadarm. You can get rid of Nadarm. Finishalm Nadarm Shainless on Shabbos. And you're also do a Shalos Chacham. That's also to get rid of them. Go to a Tamil Chacham, you know, to get rid of it. If it's a Tzarech Shabbos, Ibai Lahu, Frakta Gemara question, Mefir Nadarm Shabbos, when the Mishnah says that we're allowed to do Hafaris Nadarm Shabbos, is that Tzarech Shabbos only if it's for Shabbos? So Dilma, if you're solo Tzarech, even if it's something which is not for Shabbos. Tashma, let's try to bring a Raya. The Tani Rav Zutu, the Vey Rav Papi, Ein Mefir Nadarm El Tzarech Shabbos. You can't do it unless it is Tzarech Shabbos. Pretty straightforward. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Amar Vashi, Halo Tananachi. We didn't learn that in the Mishnah. We saw right earlier, yesterday's daf, Nazir Machashecha, she made this nether when it's just about to be dark. On Shabbos day, right before it becomes dark and Shabbos is ending, Mefir Lach, Shalotechshach, make sure you do your Faris Nadarm right before it becomes dark, otherwise you're going to lose out. V'yamart L'tzarech Shabbos in Shalotzarech Shabbos lo. And if you say you're only allowed to do these things that are L'tzarech Shabbos and things that are L'tzarech Shabbos, you can't do it, then my area Chashecha, then why is the Mishnah saying that? That if it became dark, he can't get rid of it anymore. He's not able to make it even during the day itself. The Shalot Letzarech Shabbos, because it's something that's not Letzarech Shabbos. So what do we see? Kum Tachois. We see then that the Mishnah allows getting rid of it on Shabbos, even something that has nothing to do with Shabbos, from the way that we are worded. It's how the Gemara says, actually, Tanoihi. This whole shtick over here, the Braisa, Rav Zuti, and our Mishnah over here is actually a Machlokas Tanoim, as for whether or not you can get rid of a neder which is not Letzarech the Shabbos. Hafaris the Darm Koleyom. First Nadarim, we find the following brayso that we saw, that it says that doing a first Nadarim all day. You could do it all day. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, over the same age, lay 60 to 24 hour period. Laman Nadarim, kol yom in tfeilo. Kol yom, just say it's an entire day, I mean the Tanakhama that day, but not more than that. I feel the Shalol Tzarech Shabbos Mefir. And that's telling you that even something whose hafara is not necessary for Shabbos is allowed to be done on Shabbos, but Laman Tamar Meis Leis. But according to one who says that whole group of Zugos over there that we don't paskin like, who say every 24-hour period, and let's Tzarech Shabbos in, then we'll say that a nether that's made, that's got to be Mufar if it's Tzarech Shabbos. Shalom Tzarech Shabbos low, but if it's not Tzarech Shabbos, then no, you wouldn't be able to be made for such a thing. Why won't he be able to be made for it on Shabbos? Because he's still going to have time to be able to do it after Shabbos. Okay, Zakta Gemara. Now, Vinishalom, we said in the Mishnah, Vinishalom, the Darm Shalom, Zor Shabbos, you're allowed to do a Shalos Nadarim, that is, you're allowed to go get a Shalos Chacham in order to get rid of the Nadarim if it's a Tzarech Shabbos. Another girl wants to know, Yibayluhu. This is Kishaloyla Panai. Is it true you're allowed to do this Hashalah, the Shalos, Bimashal, your Neder, even on Shabbos? Is that talking about when you didn't have any time to do it beforehand? Since you didn't have any time, so you start, you have to do it now. Odilma Kishaloyla Panai, even when there's this massive, when it's you had time to do it before, you could still wait till Shabbos. You know why? Because this is the Tzarech Shabbos, it's still going to work. So let's try to figure this out. Tashima, we try to bring a proof it seems to stand. There is the Kiku Le Rabbanon Lebrei, the Rav Zutra, Brei, the Rav Zeira, that the Chachamim, once they went ahead and they dealt with on Shabbos, that which was necessary for the son of Rav Zutra, the son of Rav Zeira, he wanted to get rid of the Nadarim, Afilu bin Nadarim, Shalhayu Lehem Penayim Bodyom, even those that he had the ability of getting rid of while it was still the daytime. So you see, you are able, Taka, allowed to do things out of Tzarech Shabbos, even if you had time to do it before Shabbos, so you're still okay. Now, so Rav Yosef Demeimai, he wanted to say that Nishalim Nadarim b'Shabbos, when it says that we're allowed to go ahead and we're allowed to do Hashalas Nadarim on Shabbos, Shalas Chacham b'yachad mumcha in, it's only with an expert, an individual expert. We know to do Shalas Chacham can either be with one person as an expert or with Shalosh Hedyotos or three simple people. So here he's saying that you only let it do it with an expert. B'shalosh Hedyotos lo, you can't do it with three laymen. Because it looks like you're being involved with the din, and that is not allowed. It says the Ran, the Kaimelon, they ain't done on Shabbos. We're not allowed to do din on Shabbos. Well, be Yachid Mumcha, but if it's Yachid Mumcha, I feel Laman de Svirle, the Mai Mumcha Samach, the Mai Mumcha Samach, the Kamoshi Nichol Fanina, beside the smile, Lo Minkucha Milsa, it's not like recognizable, Lo Mixa Kadina, it doesn't look like a din when it's done like that. So I'm really by says back to him, he disagrees. He says, Kevin Desfir Lund, since we know that when it comes to three beis din to get rid of it, quasi beis din, a filum umad, they're allowed to do it even when they're standing. I feel of a krovim, says the Ran, v'ilu ledina, amar bereish perken, shavuos eidos, the yeshiva boy, it has to be sitting. And I feel of a umad, oh, that's the first one. I feel of a krovim, even with relatives, which we know, says the Ran, that they're psulin ledin. I feel of a laila, it's even allowed to be done at night, which we know that the Ran says, she'enik shira ledin, it's not kosher to do those things with din. So therefore, lo michse kedina, it doesn't look like din, and since it doesn't look like din, right, because there's too many carrots, if that's the case, it's going to be mutter to do it even with three people, three idiotos. Viters, like the Gemara, Amar, Rabba Abba, Amar, Rav Huna, Amar, Rav, Halacha, the Halacha is, Mefir Nidarm Balayla, you're allowed to do a first Adarm even at night. This is more of a Hamastisani. That's our Mishnah. Mishnah said that Nodraba Leili Shabbos, if she made a neder on the night of the Shabbos, that she's allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to do it during the night. He's allowed to be do Afaras Adarim. So what exactly are you saying? So what do you need us teaching that? What do we need you, sorry, to teach that then? That's the Mishnah itself. So Ella Ema Halacha Nishalom Belayla. Rather, what was Rav saying? What Rav was saying is that the Halacha is, you're allowed to do Hashalah, you're allowed to do She'ilas Chacham at nighttime. The Ran explains what this means is that the itzchak lemeshmina need to be taught. Even though you need a chacham with three hadyotos, the dami ledina, it's similar to a din. Even so, you're allowed to do it at night, unlike a din. Now, as Gemaras will often do, the Gemara now asks the question. So now, Amar Lei Rabbi Abba Rav Huni says, hold on 1 second. Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say that? Did he say that straight up? That you want to tell me that doing to get rid of the Nidarim is allowed to be done at night? Or did you learn it out from something else that you saw he says elsewhere? Amar Lei, so says back to him, well, Ishtik, I said this halacha in front of him, and when I said in front of him, he was quiet, which means he agreed with me. So Amar Lei, so Rav says back to him, Ishtik Amart, you want to see he was quiet because Dafka, the fact that he's agreeing with you? Maybe the reason he was quiet is because he disagrees, he's just ignoring you. Oh, say, Kamart, or what he was saying is like he was quiet in the lashon of like, oh yeah, drink something, meaning that he was like saying to you, like, drink, you know what? Like, l'chaim, I'm asking to you, this is good. So really, we don't have a raya either way. So Amar Rav Ika by Rav, and he said, let's try to bring out a raya from somewhere else. Is dakik le Rav le Rabba? Rav once addressed, set himself up in order to go ahead to be mashal and neder for Rabba. Beep, turn the page. I inside my base. Bikitona de Bei Rav. It was in the small room of Rav, de Bei Rav. Says the Ran Becheder Shel Beis HaMedrash, and Omid Yechidi Ubalayla. He was standing, he was doing it by himself, and he was doing it at night. So what he see clearly that it must be that you can do it. Rav says you're allowed to go and get rid of the Nedarim at night, and him being quiet before means that he was actually being maskim to that then. Amar Rava switches to Rava. Rav Nachman Halacha. What's Halacha? The Halacha is Nishalom Nedarim Omid Yechidi Belayla B'Shabbos Krovim. You're allowed to do a Shalos Nedarim. That is to annul the net there. We be Mashalit. That means ask a Chacham whether when the Chacham is standing, he doesn't have to be sitting. Yechidi even by himself. Ubalayla even at night. And Ubishabbos and on Shabbos. Ubikrovim and with relatives. Afil Hayilim Penayim B'Dom. Even if you had time before the day, even on Friday to do it, you're still allowed to do it. Now, Frekta Gemara. Omid, you want to say that you're allowed to do it when he's standing? Va'atani, we're looking at a brisa. Yored Rabbi Gamliel min achamor. Rabbi Gamliel got off of the donkey. V'nisate, if he wrapped himself in his clothing, v'yoshev v'yitir lo nidro, and he sat down and he was matir neder. So clearly, you must have to go and sit when you're doing this. Says Gemara, no. Rabbi Gamliel suffers a machlokas. He says that ein poschim b'charata. You're not allowed to be poseach. The Bach throws a sin over here. You're not allowed to go be poseach and neder with charata, just with regret. Rather, me'akar neder b'inan. You have to be able to find a way to uproot the neder by finding that there was a problem. It was done by mistake, and therefore, boyayune, you need to be able to focus and to concentrate. The hachiyashav because of that, when he sat down to do such a thing. He didn't have to sit, he just needed to focus more. That's why he did it. Rav Nachman Sarah, he owes to flip it now, but post charata, you can't open it just with charata. I feel movement even standing up, and therefore, that's not an issue at all. You don't really have to focus so much to get this done. We're not going to have a throwback back to Daf Tes, the beginning of Masechta. Amalei Rav Lav Nachman, Chazimar Haimer Rabbanon to Asim Marav of Amar. Did you see that there was Chacham, this rabbi who came from Marav from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, "Is the Kikulei Rabbanon Lebrei the Rav Huna Bar Avin?" The Chacham came and they want to go ahead and they give it a neder for the son of Rav Huna Bar Avin. Vesharli and Itri, and they did. Varmalei, and they said to him, "Zilu Boy Rachmei Anafshach Dechatas. You better go ahead and daven for your soul Dechatas. I'm sorry, because you went, you did Navira. The Tani Rav Dimia." Even if you uphold that neder, and this is the throwback over there, right back to Daf. It brings over here Chaf Beis. Interesting. Even if you're Mekayim that neder, you are called a sinner. Right? Yeah, we definitely saw this earlier. So Amar Aziv, this says, my crow, where's the pasuk it says it? Because if a person holds back from making neder, there's no avera. That means if a person does not hold back, then ikachit, halochadalt, if you don't hold back, ikachit, there is some sort of sin involved. Now the Gemara is going to address the idea of Hafaras Nedarim, and it's got to be explicit when you're Mefer, when you're nullifying it. You can't speak in like code here. Tanya Rolim Tanabari said, Omer Lishir, someone said to his wife, Kol Nedarim Shetidori, Eif Shetidori. Any neder that you make, I don't want it to be that you're making it. Now, the Ram points out, at least one of the Gersos, so we're talking about here, that it's after the fact. It's not before, but really after Shorty said it. And he says, anything you've said, you know, like, I want it to not, I don't like that you did that. The ain's a neder, or if he said, you know, it's not a neder. Lomer Klum, he didn't say anything. It's got to be straight up to say, I am being made for this. What if he says, Lashon of Yafas, he's, man, that's good that you did. V'ein komaseich, he says, you know what? There's no one like you. In other words, he likes the fact that she did that. V'im lona doctor, he says, if you hadn't made this neder, then Madiri Chani, I would have done it for you, Dvarf Karamim. That is considered that he's being Mekayim the neder with all these types of Lashon. It says Rash, it says Aran, the Ein L'Chakim Godom Yizeh, that I would have done this for you, therefore it is upheld. Now we have an interesting way of getting rid of a neder when it's on Shabbos, to do things a little differently. Shabbos Kodesh, Tanya, we're looking at a Baraisa. Lo Yomar Adam Leish to B'Shabbos. What did you say to his wife on Shabbos? Mufar Lechi. That which you said is Mufar, Bater Lechi, it's Mavutal. Keder Shomer Lo B'chol, the way you do it in the Chol. That's like, you know, the way you speak on the weekday, but this is Shabbos. Ella Omer Lo, we should say to her is, take the Isser thing. She said she's not having pizza. Take it and say, Tli Vechli, take it and eat it. Tli Vechli, take it and drink it. Vaneder Batamil, if that's considered like he's being Vatal and so on its own. Omer Biochan of Itzarch, he also have in mind that he's doing this in his heart. Says the Ran, she yomer belibo mufalechi. He should say in his heart that he's being made for this. Tanya, we have a brayser which is similar to this. B'shami omer b'shabbos mivata belibo. During the week on Shabbos, he should do it in his heart. Mivata b'chomo to b'sasav. But during the weekday, he should do it with his lips, with his mouth, actually go out and spell it out. Says the Ran, im nadr b'chol tzarich lahotzi afar b'sfasav. He's got to do it with his lips. B'shil say echetzev echetzev mivata belibo. Both of these, you can mivata it in your heart. Ve'ein tzarich lahotzi b'sfasav, and you don't have to spell it out with your lips. According to him, he's saying that you'd have to do like you do in Shabbos, give it to her to eat, and that's enough. Just have in your heart that you're having in mind that you're nullifying it. Now, we know something called Hafara, that's with the husband or the father, they're made for the nether. Something called Hatara, that's what the Chacham goes to do. The question is, what happens if the Chacham uses the Lashon of Hafara, which is the husband-father Lashon, or the Lashon of the father-husband, they use the Lashon of Hatara, which is that of the Chachams, then it's not going to work. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Chacham shomer l'shem baal. The Chacham uses l'shem of the baal. Baal shomer l'shem Chacham. They flip and flop. There are different things. Lomar klumi didn't say anything to Tanya. We learned in a braisa. The Tanya for Wellington of Braisa, Ze Hadover, this is the thing, says the Pasuk, Vayidaber Moshe El Roshe Amatus Lepnei Yisrael, Leimor, Ze Hadover Shetiv Hashem, this is the thing that Hashem commanded, meaning to tell us that what? That whatever it says specifically by the different Pesukim, that's what has to be used like that. HaChacham Matir, the Chacham uses Hatar, Vein Baal Matir, he's not Matir, Sheyachal, because you would have thought, Ma Chacham Shein Mefir, if a Chacham is not able to go and do Hafara, Matir, he is allowed to go and do Hatar, then Baal Shem Mefer, then the Baal that can do a Farah, in Udin Shem Atir, then clearly can be able to batir it. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk comes and tells us, beep, turn the page, Ayin Ches. Zeh HaDavar, if to go according to this, a Chacham Atir, Vein Baal Matir, Tani Yidach. We have another Bryce that tells us, Zeh HaDavar, that this is a thing Hashem commanded to do, that Baal Mefer, the husband, does Hafar, Vein Chacham Mefer, the Chacham doesn't. Sheyachal, you would have thought, Ma Baal Shein Matir, the Baal is not able to do a Torah, Mefer is able to do a Hafarah, So then we'd say, this is just a flip of the same thing we just saw. So then we'll say, the Chacham Shematir, he is able to do Atara, and Adin Shemefer, so in Pasha you can do Afara, Tamalom is a Dover. The first comment tells us, a Dover, Baal Mefer, the husband can do Afara, Vein Chacham Mefer, and the Chacham is not able to do Afara. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Continue on tomorrow with more ideas about Zadavar. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.